and welcome to Astrology Today, your regular look at the planetary movements and how astrology may affect and hopefully improve your life. Hi there, I'm Norma Lachance. I'm your host. I'm a life coach, a mathemagician, and an inspired astrologer. And you've joined me for the weekend perspective, including planetary ingresses and the daily transits. Now let's have a look up in the sky. Welcome to the podcast and welcome to Friday. Yes, April 12th, 2024. We're going to have a look at those themes for the weekend. I've got to say things have calmed down a little bit since the solar eclipse. I mean, we're all still integrating all of that energy, I'm sure. So yes, I'm happy to report this might be a bit of a shorter one today, but it is an indication that things are calming down. Absolutely. April mailbag is still open, so you can certainly send me those questions. And remember to put April mailbag in the subject line so that it sticks out. And you can send that to my email, which of course is astrologydiva, that's D-V-A, at gmail.com. All right, on to the themes. Looking at our friend the moon here currently in Gemini, and I was thinking about that. You know, I've got a pretty strong Gemini part of my chart, and so it really resonates with me when the moon is in Gemini. It's really around finding comfort in being curious. You know, Geminis, in general, if your sun in Gemini, you've got plates in the air, lots of things going on, you know, multitasking, that's a real hallmark of the sign of Gemini anyways. But it's also when it's in the moon, it's really around a multiple of emotional responses and being flexible and being curious and interested and, you know, having that mind that's really firing on all cylinders, as it were. Then, of course, by Saturday, the moon moves into Cancer. Super comfortable in Cancer, right? The moon rules Cancer. So this is its, you know, my analogy is you come home to visit your parents and you flop down on the couch and you expect, I don't know, a grilled cheese sandwich during the cartoons that you used to watch when you were a kid. Okay, I may be dating myself, but there's just something comfortable about the moon being in Cancer, acting quite strongly here. It could have, you know, Cancer is a cardinal sign, which a lot of people forget. It is a water sign, so it's all around emotions, yes, but cardinality deals with leadership and starting things, you know, initiation. And so that is through the emotional portal, if you will, because it's a water sign. Cancers also tend to be a bit protective, and so your emotional responses might be a bit more protective than they normally are. Here we are already talking about the aspects and aspect patterns for the week, and really only one highlight here, and it's Monday, and it's just for the day because it's an aspect pattern that involves the moon, which of course moves super quickly. So it's just, you know, a one shot wonder, as it were, just on one day. So it's a cardinal T squared. And so a T squared, of course, is a right triangle. And so that means it's got the hypotenuse, if you know what that is. That's that big long part. It is an opposition. And here the opposition is between the moon and Pluto, fastest moving planet with the slowest moving planet. And oppositions are really around trying to balance the energy of the two endpoints, the two planets that are there. So on one end, we've got the moon, the emotional responses, you know, are where we're finding comfort. And here's Pluto, this powerful planet of purging, of survival, death and rebirth, all, you know, all of those powerful themes. And so you're trying to balance these two through this opposition. And the energy for those two planets flows into what's called the apex planet. In this case, it's the sun. This is represents, you know, our life path, our goals, what we're striving towards. And so in your effort to try and balance these two endpoints of emotions and power, you know, emotions around survival, possibly all of that to support or move towards energizing that life path that you have. That is your podcast for Friday. I told you it was going to be a bit of a shorter one. As I said, kind of a welcome relief to all that intense energy at the beginning of this week. All right. Well, I hope you have a fantastic weekend. Of course, if you have any questions or comments about the podcast, I'm always interested in what's on the minds of my listeners as I step up on my astrological soapbox to tell you what I see. You can get in touch with me through my email. That's astrologydiva@gmail.com. All right. Enjoy the rest of the weekend, and I look forward to speaking to you again next week.